Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Yes, we have some guests in the studio today.
We do.
We have the new president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Alexander Rubian, in the house. Say hello.
Alexander.
And we have our repeat offender, Kevin Reeder, who's handling our wilderness
repeat
first aid.
Offender?
And, yes.
Writer.
Kevin Reiter. Yeah, whatever. And all things, Kevin R. is in the studio.
Kevin, you knew it was going to happen.
For all things
I knew it.
Life-saving and life-maintaining. So I'm back from the NRA convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Alexander was there, too. Surprising we didn't run into each other. It was only 78,000 people there. And I ran into Doug McDowell from the God and Guns podcast, Sandy. And they're out of Georgia, and they listen to our show, and they're probably going to come on our show at the. At the Blade Show.
Oh, the Blade Show.
They're going to meet us at the Blade Show, and also a shout out to Sean, who was with Doug. I got to meet these guys and hang out with them outside at the convention. Also, a shout out to Rob Morris from the Polite Society podcast.
Rob.
Rob and I missed each other 10 times. I never got to see him the whole show. We kept texting and everything. But if you haven't been to an NRA annual meeting, you need to go. Next year's in Louisville, Kentucky. I think it's May 20th to 22nd.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars and go down. This year was Nashville. It was really, really a good time. I had a great time. Yesterday, Ainsley was here. We're trying to get him back on the radio show because we want to talk about diversity and stuff. And we're getting closer and closer to it.
What would Ainsley know about diversity? Is it accountant segment
true.
Or something
oh,
like
he's
that?
He's going to kick your ass. There were anti-gun protesters outside the massive NRA convention. There was about 30 people protesting. Honestly, and
you would never know that by the national news.
I walked through them with my cigar like 40 times.
You have a habit of doing that.
And with a Gun for Hire shirt on, and nobody wanted to talk to me. I felt left out. But I don't know if some of you guys know it, but the New York Times really screwed the pooch because they reported haphazardly that the NRA had banned guns at the convention,
New York Times got it wrong?
Which was bullshit, and they had to publish a correction 3 days later.
On page 197 of it.
Which I thought was really interesting, because 78,000 people come and hit Nashville for 3 to 4 days. Did you see any spike in crime while you were there, Alexander?
Nothing. I saw a reduction in crime.
Right, did anybody give anybody the evil eye or anything? Wasn't it hello, how are you, holding the door open for each other?
It was a fantastic time. Some of the greatest people that I met. I made new friends there. It was a fantastic time.
I mean, the leadership forums and the meetings that the NRA holds and the presentations and the guest speakers, the who's who of running for the Republican Party were there speaking as well. And one prominent person wasn't invited to speak from New Jersey.
Governor Christie.
Governor Christie was not invited to speak.
Why would we expect him to be there?
Well, and you know, it's funny because he just did a town hall meeting in New Hampshire, and he says that we need the right balance on gun rights.
Yeah, his
and
balance.
He got booed, by the way, when he said it.
It was New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Yeah, you can't say that in New Hampshire.
No, you can't say that.
But New Hampshire. Because
the Shire. As
yes.
Knappen
you know,
calls it.
With his political aspirations, the last couple of years in office, he should have become really pro-gun, and it would help him on a national platform. But
he can't become pro-gun because the guy is who he is. He's an anti-gun, super progressive, big government Republican, just the way
Correct.
It is. He's not going to change.
So he wasn't invited, but did you go to some of the meetings and presentations?
I went
and
to
everything?
Most of them, yeah. It was fantastic.
I mean, I even go like to the prayer breakfast, just because there's Bobby Jindal spoke again. I'd love to see him president. You know, he's of Indian descent from India, and he's the governor of Louisiana. And let me tell you something. I saw him speak 5 or 6 years ago in Arizona at NRA, and ever since then, I've been watching this guy, and I was like, holy shit, I would vote for him tomorrow to be
the
president.
The speakers were phenomenal.
I just don't think he's ready yet, you know, to become a contender. But he doesn't think he's ready yet, excuse me. But I think he's ready. I'd vote for him over Rubio or Jeb Bush or any of these.
Jeb Bush.
These guys. Well, Jeb Bush spoke, and Jeb Bush has been a member of the NRA since 1986.
An imbecile.
He made sure he told everybody that.
Yeah, good for him.
Excuse me, I'm a little gassy today.
Another Rubio. What was your feelings on him?
Alexander Rubio?
Yes.
That's you. Marco Rubio?
Yeah.
Marco Rubio's okay. I like
that he's Cuban, so there's a lot of...
I'm tired of him constantly playing the... I'm the son of first-generation immigrants. All right, we know already. I got it already.
Yeah.
On a high note, I just want to talk about it. It looks like, you know, we might get Joanne Chesimard back.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you guys have been watching the news, I want her back alive because she needs to die in a prison here. Although dying in a prison in Cuba would be better. But, you know, we need to get her back here. Her and there's this other terrorist who blew up a bomb somewhere. Was it in England? I think he blew a bomb. He was from England, but he killed somebody from New Jersey. Yes, they both have asylum in Cuba. Castro, what's his name? Raul Castro said he's open to negotiating that because
wasn't in the beginning.
Yeah, well, we just took Cuba off the terror watch list. They're not a terrorist nation anymore. And I've said it on the radio show. I'll go to Cuba tomorrow if Chesimard is brought back for justice in the United States.
Right.
I would love to go and explore the culture and the cigars and the people and the food and the whole bit. I think it would be a great thing to do.
The people are fantastic.
You guys all know I have nothing against Mexicans, but I'm really pissed off at the Mexicans today.
Why?
They stole my effing idea. Did you see they stole my idea? How many years have I been talking about whenever they have a gun buyback program?
We probably have a lot of listeners in Juarez.
We have
been there.
Gun buyback program. Yeah. I've always said get a manufacturer's license, manufacture a 22 single shot handgun for $25 or less. When they have gun buyback programs and they give you $150 for a handgun, go turn in
there
50
you go.
Of them.
Tractor trailer loads,
Mexico just had a gun buyback program and they got flooded with homemade firearms. Yep. I'm talking, guys.
You want to talk
rinky dink? A branch with a pipe and a rubber band.
Yeah, we're looking at pictures
than
now.
Ones I've seen.
Okay,
that's good.
Look at this.
That's good.
You guys in radio can't see it, but you got to see what they turned in. So what they're doing is they're making these guns and they're getting basically in U.S. dollars like $50, whatever it equates to in pesos. And this is stuff they're making for pennies. And the magazines don't even fit in the gun. Like they just got a 9mm magazine.
Brought it along.
Went to the scrapyard.
Listen, innovation. Right? I love it. But you bastard stole my idea.
But you know what? The good part about it is crime in Mexico is down.
Yes. Yeah.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or someone you know needs chiropractic care, wants to improve their shooting, stability, platform, check out Dr. Eric, Waldorf Chiropractic on Facebook. He published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If Bridgewater's too far for you, refer some friends or just send them a thank you. Support those who support us. So listen to this letter from Darius Bystrowski.
Hi, Anthony. Not even close to his real name.
Is this the recall that you mentioned on the radio show back in the day that might be attempted? Are you part of this? As I haven't heard about the recall effort for a while on the radio show. Regards, Darius. Alexander, take off.
Yes, this is about the recall. Might not heard about it for a while because when I do things, I do them right. And as a business owner that's dealt a lot of with regulation and legal issues with starting businesses, I wanted to make sure that we did this properly in New Jersey. So over the past year, we've spent a tremendous amount of time finding the right counsel, doing the right research to see how we could do this successfully. And 2 weeks ago, we filed the paperwork with the state. Even then, they came back and said that we needed to have a certification, even though the whole letter was a certification. So we changed one word, and I'm actually holding in my hand right now the letter from the state of New Jersey certifying that the intention to recall Stephen Sweeney has been approved.
Hey, very good.
And this has been a tremendous effort from all of us. Personally, I want to thank the guys from Colorado who led the successful recall out there, who have put a tremendous amount of time as well. So
not only inspired you, but guided you.
Guided,
also.
Mentored.
Yeah.
And they personally went over the laws with us, and they said they wish they had our laws in Colorado because they spent a lot of time and effort fighting things in court that we have codified in law that cannot be disputed. And just to kind of go
so
back.
We are in a better place than
we're
Colorado
in a much better place. Yeah. There's a lot of things I didn't realize that were written in our laws that asked myself, why is this on here? And doing the research and listening to other people from around the country that have dealt with similar issues, I can see now why these were put in place and codified in law. So I'm very ecstatic about this. I'm very excited. And what I have to emphasize here, this is not going to be something that's going to be a spectator sport. This has to come from the people and the gun owners and the people that are just fed up with what's going on in New Jersey, because it's not going to be something that you can just click on your computer or sign an online petition.
Send a dollar.
What do we need to do? Where do we need to go? What, you tell us, and we're going to espouse it, push it, do whatever we have to do.
Absolutely. Go to recallsweeney.com. You can sign up as a volunteer. That way we'll have your information. We can send you out the newsletters, send you out the updates. The law states that we have to send a letter of intention, which we did. That was approved by the state on the second time around. Now, the second part is going to be more of a strategic timing. So we have to submit the petition, which the state even provides us a draft that we just have to populate all the information in. Once we do that and we send it to the state, they have, I believe, up to 10 days to respond and approve it or send it back to us and say, make these corrections. Once they approve it, as you'll see on this letter, they put a big stamp of approval. They will start the 160-day ticker time frame that we have to collect all the signatures.
So this was approved April 9th?
It was approved April 9th. So far, the state's been basically compliant with what the state laws are. And I know in Colorado they're playing a lot of games with the timing, but New Jersey's actually been very good with it. So once we send the petition in and they approve it and sign it and date it, that's when the 160-day ticker window starts. At that point, we're going to schedule a recall rally. Why are we going to do a rally? Because 2 years ago, we got 1,500 people together in Trenton.
On one of the worst days.
If Bloomberg could have picked, and Loretta Weinberg and Sweeney could have picked the day for us to hold our rally, that was a day. Anthony, you were there. It was blistering cold. Sandy, you were there as well. Yeah. We were all there. And honestly, it was one of the greatest days of my life, and I didn't even notice the cold. Yeah. I didn't notice the freezing rain and the sleet and the high winds.
Ainsley stole my gloves that day.
I was holding your umbrella.
Yeah, thank you.
Sideways rain, 33 degrees. Later that night turned into a blizzard.
Yeah.
And we had buses.
Yeah, we had buses of people. NJ.com said a few hundred people showed up. You know, we know that wasn't the case. One of our members actually – no, it's funny because one of our members actually took a photo from the top floor of the building and posted it on Facebook, where someone else then individually went to each head and put a number on it. And it was like 1,450 something people were actually there an hour before the recall, before the rally even began.
Yes.
Yep. So there were still busloads of people coming in.
Right.
I would probably speculate that we would have had 5,000 to 8,000 people there.
Easily.
If it was a decent day.
Easily.
So the point here is that we're going to need a lot of signatures and circulators to go out and collect signatures. Legally, we need to do 25% of the registered voters from the last election. That's 34,808 people. Right off the bat, people are like, that's impossible. That's a huge number. It can never happen. Let me just explain this. It can happen. If the same 1,500 people showed up to collect the signatures, we'll have that in one day.
Right.
Imagine the message that was sent to Trenton when all of us initiate a recall against the Senate president for many reasons we should be recalling him, predominantly for what he did to gun owners, stabbing us in the back, going against his word, and promise, literally shaking my hand and saying, I will never put forward this 10-round magazine bill. The day after he was reelected, he brought down the Newtown families, exploited them, used them, paraded them through Trenton to push forward his agenda.
This is his modus operandi.
Yeah.
He is, you know, it's not just gun owners that can't stand this guy. I have talked to prominent Democrat operatives in the state of New Jersey who hate this guy.
Exactly. So let's go back to the logistics, because I'm tired of hearing from people that it cannot be done. It can be done. Even if we went the long route, legally we have about 22 weeks to do the entire recall, to collect the signatures and submit them to the state.
First, so, Alexander, explain to all of the listeners why it is so critical to have Sweeney recalled. Why are we picking Sweeney?
He will be our – well, there's a lot of reasons why we're picking him. First of all, people are talking, why don't we recall Weinberg? Weinberg wins by 80% of the vote. That why are we going to go after a hard target? Sweeney is a very easy target.
And let me tell you something, too. Weinberg has always stood anti-gun. Sweeney wishwashes back and forth to suit himself.
Exactly. You want to know, with Weinberg, you know what you're dealing with.
Yes.
With Sweeney, you're dealing with a
creep.
No, it's all right. So he cannot be a more vulnerable individual. After he got reelected, we were being flooded with phone calls, emails, Facebook messages about how they voted for him, they supported him, and they cannot believe that he's doing this to the gun owners of New Jersey.
Correct.
You know, that's one issue. Let's not talk about the economy. Let's not talk about the job situation or the infrastructure or even the Common Core education programs he's wanting to push through as well. So in any case, the recall requires the 34,808 signatures. Rule of thumb, you typically gather 20 to 25% more. So that brings it to around 43,500. If we divide that up among the 1,500 people that showed up to the rally, it'll be done in one afternoon. Like I said before, if we go the long route, we have 22 weeks to gather signatures. If we had 50 solid volunteers to come down every week to do this, and we even consolidated a time frame to 15 weeks, that only comes out to 58 signatures per person per week if we had 50 solid volunteers. And that's with the having 43,000 signatures needed.
And you could get 50 signatures in 15 minutes.
Exactly. I've worked on plenty of campaigns. I've collected hundreds of signatures in one day.
In one day.
So to begin the conversation with saying it's going to be impossible, we can't do it, that's not true. We have to get off the couch, and if there's anything
if
you're going to do—
If you care about your gun rights, because if this guy ever gets elected as governor, we're toast.
We're toast.
Gun rights will disappear in this state.
Weinberg has already showed her cards. She shed it in the paper a couple of months ago that once we have a Democrat in as governor, they're going to bring everything back with vengeance. So we have to.
Oh, they're pissed off.
Oh, they are furious.
They are very.
Can I tell you something, guys? Since the bell has been rung and Alexander has started this, this is what we're really going to need everybody's support. I'm going to tell you why. Because if we succeed in recalling Steve Sweeney, it will send a ripple effect through Trenton and the State House, telling people. Piss us off, and you're going to end up like Colorado and Sweeney.
We don't have to turn Jersey red. All you need to do is punish one of them.
But the other thing is, seriously, if we fail, we are screwed.
We be totally.
He's going to come at us full time. So we need to succeed.
Not only him; it sends a message to every single one of them. We have no teeth, no power, no following whatsoever.
That's why they did this after the elections. It was embarrassing for us.
All right, we're coming right back.
For For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. MontvilleOffice.com is their website. 70-person meeting room. Montville Executive Suites features 38 furnished private offices, telephone, answering, mail, receiving, forwarding, etc., etc. Check out Montville Office. Support those who support us. Ron Sousa, we're going to need your support on this. All of our listeners, we're going to need your support on RecallSweeney.com.
I'm in state and out of state,
I'm going to go down a few weekends to help with the petitioning, maybe even a few weekdays, whatever Alexander tells me he needs. I will be at the rally. We will have him on the radio show at least three or four more times over the next 22 weeks to constantly hit on this. And I'm going to use my email database at least three times to reach out to people to help with this recall effort. So I'm going to put my mouth and everything behind it, because guys and girls that you're listening to me in Jersey and not in New Jersey, we have to support this. If we lose, we are done. Sweeney might become governor.
And we fall.
You're going to lose too. Tennessee, Colorado, California, Texas.
It will be heading west.
Okay? You're going to lose too. This will send a message. We need to win this. He's telling me we need 34,000 signatures, but we're shooting for 43,000 signatures. There's no reason we can't get that. Sweeney's screwed the Rutgers alumni in New Jersey. He's gone back on his word on taxes. He screwed his union brothers and sisters and all the ironworking unions and everything where he's come from, and he's turned his back and lied to us in the Second Amendment community. We have to get behind this recall effort.
He thinks
RecallSweeney.com. You hear me, Alexander? The floor is yours again.
Yes, like you said, RecallSweeney.com. Sign up for the newsletter.
Spell Sweeney, please.
It's SWEENEY. And let me go back into the details and what we've built in the background and the infrastructure and why this will be successful. We are not shooting in the dark on these issues. We have the list of the 133,000 registered voters in his district. Of that, about 28,000 of them are Republican households. Of the 67,000 unaffiliated, about 30,000 of those are Republican-leaning households. So when we schedule the rally, you just come down for the afternoon. The guys from Colorado, they're going to fly out. Tim Knight, he was the guy that led the organization in Colorado, was the architect, the mastermind behind it. Brilliant guy. He's going to speak. When you come down, we just are going to go through the issues to discuss. We give you a packet with the names and addresses of the people that you're going to knock on their doors. It's so simple. You're not going to knock on some person that's a pro-Sweeney individual.
Right.
You're going to knock on a Republican or Republican-leaning household door.
Right. It's a friendly.
It's a friendly. It's no longer, is this person going to like us or not? You know who's going to be there and what their issues are. And I can't emphasize this enough. We have to get this done. We have to turn these collectivists, these people that are just on Facebook and just,
like that.
You know, like literally, I'm not telling you how many emails I've received. People, where do I sign up? What's the website? Do I sign the petition? And I'm explaining, no, you actually have to, we have to go down.
Right.
It's one afternoon.
Right.
All right. Just imagine if you were to be convicted.
One afternoon.
It's one afternoon. That's all we're asking. Get the same 1,500 people that stood in that blistering, horrific weather when we did the rally 2 years ago. And while we were doing that, the legislators were behind the scenes ramming all these bills through the very next day.
Same day that they were locking us out of the bathrooms in the State House.
It was ridiculous.
Yes.
This is going to be our battle of Thermopylae. We are going to take back our state. We're going to show them that we are going to no longer tolerate, you know, this ridiculous notion that we are better off defenseless or with these ridiculous laws, gun laws, you know, the regulations on small business, the Common Core going into our education system. We got contacted by one group on Facebook. They have 10,000 strong. It's all moms and concerned parents about what's going on in the education system. They can't stand Sweeney. 4 times already, they said that they had a bill that was going to ban Common Core programs in New Jersey, and Sweeney's sitting on it. They're furious. They can't stand him anymore.
Now, the issue here is not just firearms. The issue is appealing to whatever groups are necessary and getting on common ground with people who may hate guns.
Yeah.
And yet are very anti-Common Core because they care about their kids about their kids not being droids.
Yeah. We don't have no shortage of issues to discuss in New Jersey. Every week we open NJ.com or we open the newspaper. You know, 2 weeks ago it was 10,000 millionaires left New Jersey just last year. The week before then it was another article that New Jersey has the worst growing economy in the country. The week before that it was New Jersey's number one state with a mass exodus of people.
Right.
The week before that it was another Tax Institute, some nonprofit, said New Jersey was I think 49th or 50th last place for the most tax friendly state in the country. There's no shortage of issues for us to stand on with this recall because as Senate president, he controls
the pocketbook.
Exactly. Yeah. And he controls what bills go forward and what bills get voted on.
Yes.
I mean, listen, Breitbart picked it up. It's a national thing. I was sitting in a cafe in Philly and all of a sudden I'm getting phone calls from people from Maine. I got one from Connecticut, another one from D.C., people from out west saying, where do I donate? Where do I send my money? And I'm surprised. Little did I know that Breitbart picked up the fact that when Sweeney was asked about the recall, his response, instead of saying, I'd like to hear
bring
the concerns,
it on.
Instead
yeah.
of, exactly.
Bring it on.
His arrogance bully. And his yeah. bully and his right. thug mentality,
right. absolutely,
which he is known for, came out and he said, bring it on. Not, I want to hear the concerns of the people.
Right. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
It's part of their agenda.
Yes.
I mean, this notion that we're going to write, you know, I'm done with writing letters and asking and begging.
The time has come for action.
Yeah.
The time for this passivity is ridiculous. Alexander and I were talking about this just before the show began, and we said that New Jersey has been beaten. We've beaten ourselves into this level of compliance where we
were drones.
Mm-hmm. We grew up in a state where Woodrow freaking Wilson was the governor of the state. So we are so beaten down by progressivism
yep.
to the point that we don't know what normal really is.
I can't tell you how many times we get bombarded with people on Facebook when we talk about the Shanine Allen or Stephon Josie or Brian Aiken, and their justification and their excuses, well, they should have known the laws.
Yeah.
You know,
the problem is the laws in the state that we were talking about before,
yeah.
the same people who we can't mention who they are,
yeah.
who were saying that she should have known the laws, are the same people who hopped in a car and went to Burger King after they shot
exactly.
on their way home or picked up a friend on their way to the range.
Now, it's
the same felony.
Something. There's critics out there saying by doing this, we're going to empower Fulop to be governor
absolutely
uncontested.
Not.
But guess what? It will still send a message to the legislators and whoever the next governor is that we
you
mean
toll
business.
The line or
okay?
you're next on
correct.
The list.
And I don't
exactly.
care. I don't care. Listen, Fulop and Sweeney could slug it out to see who's going to be governor. Either one is not going to be good for us.
No.
Either
that
one,
is not,
anyway.
Let me explain. That's not true. Colorado did not turn red. They went strategic sniper mode after specific legislators got them recalled. One of them resigned in fear.
Yep.
And ever since that point, not one anti-gun bill has touched the floor.
Right.
And this year, the Democrats right. are working towards repealing everything. We don't have
it's
to.
It's just like we talked about last week. We got a lot of email about from Democrats who are gun owners. And I said, this is not a Republican-Democrat
issue.
It is
yeah,
not.
Correct.
This has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's not a liberal-conservative issue either.
I've also been warned by people that if I get behind this, you know, there'll be ramifications. And basically, this was my response.
Yes,
good.
Right,
good.
Exactly.
I just gave two half a peace signs. That was my response.
I cannot tell you how many people from both establishments, Republican and Democrats, told me, don't rock the boat. That's
yes.
what
yes. They love
just,
that. Because
just,
Republican and Democrat in this state are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
They all want the only thing that the difference
Animal
between
House.
Republican and Democrat in the state of New Jersey is a matter of velocity.
Yeah.
They are both taking us off of a frigging cliff. They all have us under their thumb where they want
exactly.
us. And they keep us so busy trying to keep our head above water as business owners
yep.
that we have no
exactly.
time to do anything else.
No.
And they like that.
Yeah. They play patty cake with each other.
Yes.
And
a wink and a nod.
Good point.
Yeah. And then, okay, now you're in charge.
Yeah, exactly.
And a wink and a nod. And it all
you
moves
do this
in
for me, I'll
direction.
Do that for you. We won't make a
right.
big stink.
Right.
If you do this or you do that, that's everything that goes on. And I'm not going to tolerate it. The purpose of this is to put the power back into the people. And
thank
once they
you.
Once
thank
they
you.
Fear us,
yep.
whatever the issues are, you're going to see how quickly they are going to turn around and start coming to us and saying, what do you guys want?
Yes.
Which
because
is their
right now
job.
They believe we are eunuchs.
Exactly.
They believe we have absolutely no power whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't until we can rally everybody.
Imagine if you're a first-term assemblyman or senator in this state. And you're going to say, wait a minute, these son of a bitches recalled the Senate president.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
I better get their opinion
yes.
before I vote
yes.
on this
I
bill.
I better ask.
We will have a seat
okay.
at the right. table.
Right.
Let me just address one thing. Even if this theory that we're doing Fulop a favor by getting Sweeney out, Fulop cannot sign any bill into law that doesn't touch his desk. And when that fear is going throughout Trenton, that if the next person well. That puts some Loretta Weinberg sponsored bill on the floor for a vote, and they vote for it, that they'll be the next target.
Right.
Because let me tell you something. I have a list of 15 legislators in New Jersey, Senate and Assembly, that they won by Democrats that won by under 1,000 votes. And you know, you're talking about 1 to 2%.
Yes.
Sweeney won by 5%, about 5%.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't like a Weinberg winning by 30,000 votes. He won by only 2,700 votes. That's nothing. And that was before he stabbed everyone in the back and did what he did.
And those 2,700 people have all been dead for 30 or 40 years.
Recall, RECALLSWEENEY.com. RecallSweeney.com.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by PhillyGunTraining.com from Cake, K-A-K-E, Alaska.
From Cake, Alaska.
Yes.
Wow, it's cold in there.
Okay, Philly Gun Training. You take it from here because I'm lost.
Well, if you've got a concealed carry permit or you want a concealed carry permit, or if you are carrying concealed, Jose Morales, PhillyGunTraining.com is the guy to see. That's what they specialize in. They specialize in new shooters, too. He's right across the way from the police department where they issue concealed carry permits, right on Spring Garden in Philadelphia, just west of Northern Liberties on Spring Garden, and right up the street from the one of my favorite eating establishments.
You did that good. Alexander, don't leave. RecallSweeney.com. If there's going to be rallies, I'm going to be at some of the rallies. If there's going to be petition drives, I'm going to drive down to Sweeney's district, some petition drives. Shit, I'll stand outside his legislator's office, and I'll ask him to sign the petition.
You can do that. Absolutely. Oh. I mean, I'd love to rent the office next to his, and that's where we'll have our corporate headquarters.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
And be able to organize.
And donations are important, too, because the world runs on money.
You can donate from the website, recallsweeney.com. We have a donate tab. Click on it. Send whatever you can.
$5, $10.
Tell Alexander you heard him on the show and you're pissed off. If we don't win this, don't blame us.
Guys,
we're screwed.
I cannot emphasize enough. All you have to do is spend one afternoon. We're filing the petition. Once that's approved, we're going to schedule a rally 4 to 6 weeks out. I can't announce that date yet because I know what's going to happen. Right before that rally,
Something's going to happen.
They're going to file a lawsuit and delay us.
Right.
That's a strategy
and
they always use.
We're not going to announce right now where the rally is.
Exactly. It'll be somewhere in this district, but let's just keep that under the radar for now. We have to get off the couches. We have to mobilize. I've seen it. We've held personal meetings for the NJ2AS. Hundreds of people show up. But when it comes to doing something that's going to be effective, like coming down and collecting signatures, that's where we're going to make the difference.
Yes. It's got to be old school.
It's going to have to be old school. The signatures have to be signed by the people from his district. We already aggregated the names and addresses and phone numbers and emails of all the people, 50-something thousand people, that will sign. We cannot have organized this any easier. You come down, we'll talk about the issues. We're going to have Tim Knight speak, who's the guy that did the Colorado stuff.
Yes.
He's excited about this. He's been monumental. He just won the NRA board, and he's really going to put a big effort to helping New Jersey. And we're going to give you a packet with the petitions, with the names and addresses of the people you should go knock on their doors. Knock on the door, introduce yourself, ask them to sign a petition. You come back, and then we'll hold a party celebration after that sometime in the near future. And it's good. And we'll rally. There'll be nothing else.
Just to be a lot of fun. Hey,
it'll be a lot of fun.
So, yeah. Kev, if I was going to a rally in the summer, what should I bring with me to be prepared?
Water.
Lots of water?
Lots of water.
Lots
of
water. I gotta bring Kevin in a little bit because we've gotten some emails from the last time he was on the show. We're in New Jersey. We can't carry guns. What kind of weapons do you carry when you go hiking into the woods by yourself or with your girlfriend or something?
Pen.
Let's actually, when Sweeney's running for the hills and he has to hide in the woods,
what should he bring
with
him?
What do you recommend? With a slingshot.
What do you recommend that he takes with him?
Yeah, he would hit
because
he
because besides that. A pen, we can carry knives.
We can carry knives.
We can carry bear spray.
We can carry bear spray.
Can we carry any kind of knives? Can you carry? There's a lot of rumor in New Jersey that you can't carry a knife in the woods. You can't carry a knife with you.
Yes, you can.
That the white knife can't be exposed. Is there that the blade has to be less than what we? What's a
four
the,
fingers?
Four fingers.
No, you can carry pretty much anything you want. Right, Kev?
Yeah. No dirks. No daggers. No swords.
Or stilettos.
stilettos.
You can wear stilettos, but you can't carry a stiletto. Well,
you can't wear stilettos on the planes anymore. I don't know if you saw that.
Stiletto heels?
Yeah, you can't wear them.
No.
There was no. It was a sign.
No stiletto.
I wouldn't know that from personal experience.
That's no good.
I got that TSA pre-approval. That's a beautiful thing now, you know. You guys have it?
No.
You have it?
Yeah, you walk right through.
Yeah, no belt off, no shoes off, no laptop out of the bag, no jacket off.
I prefer the full body massage.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah.
When I flew back from Denver last month, they didn't have us take our hats off, our belts, our shoes, anything. Nice, they rushed us through the line. It was amazing.
I enjoy getting molested on the airport.
Yeah, it's the only sex I get.
It's like a full body, full body massage.
It's
why
good.
Not?
Yeah, it's
well, I typically fly with a kilt, not a skirt, a kilt. And I always request a full body pat down.
Oh my gosh, hilarious.
That's the show.
Yes, now we had gotten clothing suggestions, and you said no cotton, obviously.
Right.
And
right.
I listened to you. I have wool socks and all of that stuff now.
Good.
So I'm going hiking with Kelly this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, it's going to be 60 degrees, and then it's going to climb up to about 75 and then back down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many layers should I wear, you know? I know I'm going to wear pants, wool socks, and my hiking shoes that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to wear a light jacket and two shirts.
Bring a light jacket. Bring rain gear because you can't always listen to the weather.
I have a raincoat. I don't have rain pants.
Rain pants are good if you don't have them. They're not required unless you're going to be out for a weekend.
Okay.
They're nice to have if you have them, but if not, it's not a deal breaker. Bring an extra pair of socks if your socks happen to get wet. Pair of dry socks is always more comfortable.
And I can wear them as mittens, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
See? Now, I bought the personal locating beacon. Is that what it's called, PLB?
PLB, yep.
And I registered it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whopping $185.
Yeah, they're not all that not expensive.
Sandy and I registered it, so if I get lost, I pull the thing, and they send a helo out to get me or something
pretty much.
Like that.
The personal locator beacon actually talks to a worldwide global satellite.
Really?
System, yes. Hmm.
You know, I registered it, and then they sent me an email, and then they sent me a letter, and they sent me a sticker to put on the beacon with my registration number on it, and of course, I made a copy of it. And I think it's pretty cool, but knowing I have that is nice, because if you get lost or you get hurt or something, you know, you just trip it and transmit, and it's sending out to someone that you're under distress or
actually
lost.
Actually, the government is who runs that satellite network, and they will activate any resource
NORAD
that they need.
NORAD.
Now people had asked about GPS, and Smartass brought his GPS.
Yeah.
Tell them what your GPS is.
I brought my GPS.
What is GPS?
Global Positioning System. My GPS happens to have a little dial, no batteries.
It's amazing,
it's called a compass. it's much more reliable than a GPS if you know how to use it. But GPSs are good. The problem with GPSs is people typically don't take the time needed to learn how to use them properly. They don't learn how to set a waypoint. They don't learn the difference between a UTM. They don't learn how to use it, learn the terminology, and use it to its full potential.
What the hell's a UTM?
It's a method of it's one method of figuring out what the coordinates are. It's a standard for coordinates. Universal. You can make me look this up now. There's UTM. There's what's it stand for?
This makes for good radio.
Oh yeah, sure.
No, it's okay.
So it's a different way of determining your coordinates. It's a standard. So if I give you coordinates, and I say UTM, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, you know exactly what those coordinates mean.
Is it like a latitude, longitude, or?
Yeah, latitude, longitude, degrees. There's different kinds of measurements. Some only use 4 digits, 5 digits, or 4 digits, 6 digits, for 8 digits.
Where does one go and learn how to use a compass?
They come here and take a class.
Do you have a compass class?
I have a land navigation class.
See?
Very cool.
I didn't even know this. I'm going to be honest with you. The last time I saw a compass like that, I was in Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts, yeah.
Okay. Jose is calling me while we're taping the show.
Why? Right.
Look.
He from Alaska?
Yes, from Cake, Alaska.
Wow, we should
sorry,
put him on.
Jose.
Yeah.
Let me text him and tell him in the radio studio. So, do you recommend or
tell
not
him he can
recommend?
Call the studio inbox in line and
no.
we'll put him on.
No. Do you recommend or not recommend having a
I recommend a GPS. Having a GPS if you are familiar with it. The key thing is check your batteries before you go out and use it, because if the batteries die, it's useless.
And if you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it.
Exactly. Spend time
with it. How long would this battery last on those GPS units?
It depends on how often you use it.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk about that class, because I want to learn how to read a compass. I don't remember.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have a compass on my iPhone.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
UTM, Universal Transverse Mercolator Coordinate System.
Well, it rolls right off your tongue, doesn't it?
Anyway.
That's why they call it UTM.
I don't care.
We're geeking out here on the break.
All right, listen. These are some of the classes Kevin's teaching. Basic First Aid, May 16th. What's Professional Trip Planning, May 9th? Talk to me about that.
Basically, we go over the important things to bring, the important things to know, the important things to do.
Stop at the liquor store on the way. Yeah. It depends where you're going. Yeah. I mean, if you need bagels.
On the way back is
I always make. I stop at the bagel store if I'm going. You know, going to places.
So you teach this class, a professional trip planning. Also, your basic first aid class. Mm-hmm. How long is that class? How many hours?
About 4 hours.
Okay, and then you also teach the hemorrhage control, aka quick clot. Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's about 3 hours.
And you teach adult CPR and AED.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours is that?
It's about 4 hours.
And then we have emergency medical response for the range safety officer.
That's an eight-hour class.
And we have a ton of other classes that you teach here as well that you've been getting busier and busier, which I love.
Wilderness First Aid coming up in June.
Wilderness First Aid in June. Is very that a two-day class?
That's a 16-hour class. Okay. I'm working with Jimmy on dates, but it can either be a Saturday and Sunday, or we can break it up overnights.
I'm taking that class with Kelly.
And Wilderness First Aid is critical, too, especially if you're a prepper. Wilderness first aid is something that you absolutely positively need.
Yes.
You show how to make a tourniquet out of like a...
A belt and a pen or a triangle wrapper. Bandage. And
Yeah, very good. I like that.
Break off your finger and use that one too.
I have that 50 Shades of Grey home kit. Make a tourniquet out of a lot of that stuff.
It's very good.
Or use a tie, right?
A tie.
There you go.
A tie. Yeah.
A lot of uses for a tie. So people are interested because people hike all the time. But now, let's say I'm not a hiker, and I just like to go to the park. And Alexander and his girlfriend, they like to go South Mountain Arena, and they just like to go for a little bit of a walk. He doesn't want to carry a backpack. So maybe he wants to have a little pack on the hanging on his side, whether it's a fanny pack or just those little Maxpedition packs to have. What would be like four or five things would be your four or five, besides water, your first four or five choices to have in that bag, just to keep it light?
I would have a method of signaling in case you happen to get lost. Like we talked about last time, you fall and break your ankle, and now you can't move. So a method to signal people to let them know that you're there.
Like a whistle?
A whistle, a mirror. You can have
matches to set a fire.
Exactly, a fire starter, start a fire. Well, I can't start a fire here. It's illegal. Well, yeah, start a fire then, because people are going to want to come there
cops
and
come
bust
to arrest
you. And, yes. Oh, yeah, thank
and
you for
jail
coming to
is
my
warmer.
Rescue.
The nice, exactly. Warm police car.
What a better way to get them there.
Exactly.
But what if the fire turns and starts coming towards you in your mobile? Yeah. See, you got to think.
That's why you have the water.
Okay. Oh, shit. That's right. What else would you have? So I'm using Alexander and his girlfriend, because I always use me as the example. So what else should they have?
Why are you picking on me?
No, I'm not picking on you. I'm engaging you.
I'd have.
You're a healthy guy. You eat healthy and everything.
About 50 feet of paracord,
and that's nothing. You could have that. Is that how much? How many feet's on those paracord bracelets?
Oh, it depends on the size of the bracelet. You can have 50 feet, and it takes up the size of this.
Can I have my girl wear a paracord leash? Well,
she could,
if you want to. Sure.
That 50 Shades.
I know somebody
of
who makes them. Actually,
I've seen paracord leash. Have you ever seen them?
No.
Yeah, they make a paracord leash for your dog. It must have 100 feet of paracord.
A friend of mine, Amy, makes them.
Wow. Yeah.
Did he make him in leather?
Oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
So you'd have 50 feet of paracord, some kind of flame starter, maybe a signaling mirror, and your compass has that on there, right. And a whistle. You know, whistle's always great to have. I got a couple of items that have whistles.
For
what
the
else?
Whistle, make sure it's a P-less whistle.
A what?
A P-less whistle.
It doesn't so you don't have that pee, little like ball if you that blow it around. And you don't pee, or you pee? No. You blow it and you pee?
No, it doesn't have the little pee bouncing around.
Oh, little pee. Oh.
It's called a P-less whistle. And they're about $2. They're really
and they're usually like
why
orange.
A P-less whistle?
Because the P sometimes, or the ball, we'll call it, if it's cold, that can freeze up and break and it won't work.
Interesting.
It can crack if it gets too dry, depending on the material, if it's cork.
Oh. Are those like plastic. The rape whistles the Bloomberg groups recommend people carry?
Pretty, pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Pretty much the same thing.
You don't need a gun,
thing.
You just need a whistle. Now,
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. If a bear comes, you blow the whistle.
There's no, you should it. Never.
Why do we
got to
take the
same
course?
Whistle?
Don't blow that in
you
here.
Should
how would
never
you even use that?
Have,
oh, through there, okay.
You should never not have a knife on you when you're out and about.
Exactly.
You should always have a knife.
Dude, I carry the knife you got me 2 weeks ago. With me all
that's
the time.
That's the knife Kevin recommended.
Oh,
Kev.
That's great.
Kev,
knife.
The knife you recommended
right
on the last show, I bought him an orange one.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
Same knife.
That's perfect. That's right.
Yes. What knife company was that?
That was Mora. Mora knife.
How do you spell it?
Mora, and Knive.
I bought them on Amazon. They were like a whopping $12 a piece.
Wow. Yeah.
And I got Sandy one, a blaze orange one, because Kevin made a point. You shouldn't, Alexander. You shouldn't carry a knife that's black or camo. Because if you drop
it... you're screwed.
You're screwed. Imagine if you climbed up the tree, you dropped it.
Ah, shit, that's good.
I got myself a bright blue one, and I got Kelly an orange or a red one. And they're bright colors.
Yeah,
they're brighter
than bright.
They're brighter than a Fagula shirt you're wearing.
That's right. It's very true.
And on the paracord, guys like to be all tough and hoo-hoo and get the black or the OD green because it's tactical.
Goofy.
Get the blaze orange. Get a bright yellow.
Sure.
So you can see it. If you use it to tie something up, at night or at dusk or low light, you're not going to see a black or an OD piece of paracord strung across at neck level. You're going to see it if it's blaze orange or bright yellow or bright color.
You know, and there's no excuse if you're carrying a little pack on your side. There's no excuse to not have like a space blanket or a 99-cent poncho.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I bought them. I bought the ponchos from Camp Moore, and they were $2.99 a piece. They're disposable, basically.
Yeah.
I bought two, and they're clear.
Right.
You know, because I have bright clothes to wear underneath. Again, I don't want to wear black or a camo poncho because I don't want to be laying in the woods looking like the woods. a lot of the stuff I didn't think about until I started to talk with Kevin. And again, I'm only a casual hiker. This is going to be my second hike that I'm going on Sunday. And, you know, it's like 4 mile hike we're going. I'm not telling anybody where I go because I have this stalker problem. But
me too.
But that's what I would put in my bag. And again, a couple of energy bars is nothing. You know, you don't have to, you know, you can get healthy or you can get, of course, the unhealthy ones taste the best.
Yeah,
you know,
of course,
if you take a granola bar and enrobe it in chocolate and put chocolate like chips inside of it and then take the granola out, that shit is deadly. Okay. But if you But there's
good
options
out there.
Granola
takes up a lot of weight too. You know,
there's, I just bought some at protein bars at Trader Joe's. They're 12 to 16 grams of protein, and they're pretty freaking good. So you throw a couple of them in your bag. I mean, Kevin has everything in his
I have Clif bars.
Yeah. Kevin has everything in his backpack. He brings it with him everywhere he goes. So.
Right, that's a good point, too. I have, since another life, carried a go bag with me all the time, because in my other life I had to. What I normally keep in there is 72 hours. I always keep some socks. I always keep a medical kit in there, both to be able to treat myself or someone else. And now what else should I have? I have a poncho. I have things like that. What else should I be carrying in there?
What do you have to filter and purify water?
I have one of those little straw filters.
That's, I have a straw.
Life straw? Okay. Bandanas. Bandanas are 1,001 uses for a bandana.
Oh, almost like a cravat sort of bandana?
Yeah, or bandana you put
just
on
a
your
plain
head.
Old bandana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just,
could be a triangular bandage if you need it.
Yeah.
Wear it on your head like Aunt Jo Mama.
If you carry, and this is going to sound funny, people are going to laugh. If you carry a condom, carry a couple of them, the largest you can get, non-lubricated. And the reason why you want them is because they can carry about a gallon of water. Reasons.
These are my standard ones.
They can carry a gallon of water.
A gallon of water.
And like the old hobo used to see with
not
the stick
the size
over shoulder with a bandana.
Yeah.
You can carry a gallon of water.
With a bandana and a condom?
With a bandana and a condom back to where you're located, where you're camping or where somebody's sick. And then filter, purify it, and then you have.
Can we get this in writing so when our significant others find condoms in our
I will write you a special note.
We could tell them that Kevin said we need to have them.
With or without the spermicidal jelly on it.
No, he said no.
Just plain, no lubricants at all.
No lubricants.
Yeah, no fancy tip. And carry a few of them.
Colors are okay.
Whatever floats your boat.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
It's very good.
But they carry about a gallon of water each.
All right. What else? That's pretty good.
I never thought of that.
And a lot of this stuff doesn't weigh a lot. So you can bring a lot of stuff. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And it's lightweight. So it'll all fit in your little man purse bag.
Yeah. Demerol.
Why are you looking at me when you say man purse?
Well, because he doesn't have one.
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I have a company called PackSafe. We talk about it all the time. PACSAF.
Mm-hmm.
When I travel, I wear, I guess they're, what do they call it? A messenger bag?
Right.
I have two sizes. One that holds my iPad and then one that holds my laptop. I just took it with me when I went to Nashville. The PackSafe has wire mesh running under the bottom so no one can cut the bottom of the bag, which is an old trick.
Right.
It also has two wires running through the strap. It has all kinds of locks. It has an RFID protector. It one side of the strap unhooks so you can put it through like a chair leg or something when you're sitting or around your waist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they come in various colors, but I have a medium-sized black one and a larger-sized black one. I didn't bring my laptop with me to Nashville, so I carried the smaller PackSafe. And it's got two spring-loaded compartments on the outside. You could hold either two bottles of water or a bottle of water of an umbrella.
There you go.
Since I don't need an umbrella for that, I put two bottles of water in there. So, no, I swear by it. So, yes, I carry that man purse with me sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that would be my choice in the woods. I'd want something that was to go around my waist, like if I was walking in a park.
Even like this is small enough. You don't have to
see, but I'm not a backpack generation guy. I'm not either. Sandy and I carried our books together. Thing. Sandy and I carried our books with an elastic band around it. You know, the blue one with the buckle.
I'm not too far behind you guys. I did the same thing.
I know, but you were a backpack guy, right?
I didn't know it was generational, but I guess I am.
Well, you carried a backpack.
Yeah, I always had
They didn't have backpacks when we were kids.
We didn't have them.
You carried a lunchbox or a lunch bag,
right.
And your
carried
books,
them like this
your books had a blue strap with a buckle that held the books together.
Yeah,
right.
That's how we went to school.
A Superman lunchbox.
Yes. Mine is a Batman.
The paper bag covers on them.
Kevin. Thank you. Right. Alexander Recall, RECALLSWEENEY, Sweeney.com.
Recall
guys,
Sweeney.
Girls, we need your support on this. Seriously, I'm backing this 100%. I'm writing a check for the organization. I'm going to get other people to do the same. All of my listeners out there, got to dig into your pockets. Your time, your effort. We need to get this done. We got to get Cold Cut Sweeney out and send a message to our legislators.
Give him the boot.
Thank you for that, Kevin. classes, real quick. We talked about it. Kevin's doing basic first aid, professional trip planning, hemorrhage control, emergency medical response for the RSO, adult CPR AED. If you want to learn how to read a compass, you want to take that class, email talkback@gunforradiohireradio.com. I will be in that initial class. We also have going on home defense shotgun Tuesday, May 12th. Evan Knappen will be here Friday, May 8th. A new cane class, May 17th, 10 a.m., 3 slots left. Protective pen, May 24th.
Urban Pistol 2 at Easton May 17th. Urban Pistol 3 at Easton June 7th. Masad Ayoub, sold out. See you next May. I'm done.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Hour Radio. Gunfire Hour Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, who's out for a hike, Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hour Radio, thank you very much, Alexander, for coming in. Recall Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. Kevin, thank you so much for all the tips.
You're
Love you guys. Say goodbye, Winston. See you next week.